This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump and Joe Biden are in Nashville in their final debate before Election Day. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Their first debate was the most chaotic in memory.
The new question Supreme Court Justice, the radical question, left.
Will you shut up, your, man? Listen,
full of interruptions and flashes of anger. American University professor Jason Malika wonders if it will look different tonight in Nashville.
Will they actually speak on issues as opposed to yelling each other?
As he trails in the national polls, Trump advisors are urging the president to be less aggressive and put Biden in the spotlight, hoping the frontrunner cuts into his own lead. While final debates often play an outsized role in election outcomes, this is different. More than 42 million people have already voted, and there are far fewer undecided voters left than at this point 4 years ago. Washington.
U.S. officials say there has been an onslaught of activity from Russian state-sponsored hacking groups in recent days. AP's Mike Grossia reports.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity Agency have released an advisory warning that Russian hackers have targeted networks in dozens of state and local governments in the United States in recent days. The alert says some networks were compromised. U.S. officials point the finger to a Russian state-sponsored hacking group, variously known in the cybersecurity community as Dragonfly or Energetic Bear. The advisory was released less than 24 hours after U.S. officials warned at a news conference Wednesday night that Russia and Iran have obtained some voting registration information. Mike Grossia, Washington.
The U.S. Army says it carried out a drone strike against al-Qaeda leaders in northwest Syria near the border, killing 14 jihadists. The Syrian